No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this 23rd day of September 2019. I'm David Brown. Hope your week is off to a good start. Though in southeast Texas, the days no doubt have started to blur together as deep water recedes and damage assessment begins. And officials tell us there are now 5, the number of deaths in Texas attributed to an historic weather event, one that's been repeatedly compared to Hurricane Harvey since making landfall in Freeport last Wednesday. We are talking about Imelda, more of Tropical Storm Imelda by the numbers. 2,000, the number of people in Harris County who had been rescued from their homes by Friday night. 13, the number of counties in the Houston region the governor has declared in a state of disaster. 900, the number of flights canceled or delayed at Houston's airports as one of the wettest tropical storms in U.S. history bore down on the Texas Gulf Coast. 1,650, the number of vehicles abandoned on Houston area roads flooded beyond being passable. 2, the number of barges that broke free from their moorings, crashing into bridges that crossed the San Jacinto River, closing parts of Interstate 10. More than 50, the number of horses stuck in chest-high waters rescued by volunteers. 60, the number of inches of rainfall typically seen over the course of an entire year in southeast Texas. And 43, the number of inches of rain that Imelda dumped over Jefferson County alone, where the storm seemed to hit the hardest. We don't have a number to quantify the amount of property damage just yet, but recovery and repairs have already started, a process that's unfortunately familiar to many of those directly affected. Texas Standard's Michael Marks reports.
Nathan Perswell starts most of his days with the same routine. Sitting on his porch with a Santa Fe little cigar and a cup of coffee. Saturday was no different, even if the last few days had been anything but routine.
Right here on this sidewalk right here, the water was knee-deep. But that fire, when you got to that fire hydrant yonder, the water was just about to the top of it.
Perswell lives in Liberty, a rural community of about 8,000 people, 45 miles east of Houston.
I figured we might get some rain out of it, but I didn't know it was going to flood.
Perswell lives in a one-bedroom apartment with a little black mutt named Tynesy. Rain from Imelda filled the unit with about 6 inches of water. It's mostly drained out now, but the doors absorb so much moisture he can't shut them, and the carpet in the bedroom is saturated. Feels like walking on top of a thin sponge. He'll have to move out of the apartment by Friday so it can get repaired.
Every time it floods, you have to move out and go find a place to live, and then you're gone for 6 months while they redo these apartments, and then you get to move back again and wait a year and a half, then it floods again.
If it sounds like he's done this before, that's because he has. Perswell lived in the same complex during Hurricane Harvey. Says he doesn't have anywhere else to go. He lives on a fixed income. Most of his rent is subsidized. Harvey filled his place with over 4 feet of water.
I lost everything. I got out with nothing but the clothes on my back.
This story is a common one in southeast Texas, now that the region has suffered through 2 devastating floods in 3 years. Some longtime residents have endured even more, though.
Living in southeast Texas is not for sissies, I gotta tell you that.
That's Brenda Hope. She and her husband Paul live in Liberty in a one-story house on Edgewood Street that's flooded 4 times since 1994. They know what comes next. A seemingly endless to-do list, including constant calls with the insurance company, replacing flooring and sheetrock, buying new furniture.
And so here we go again. This is going to be hard for us at our age, but we're pros. We've done it before.
This is the price of regaining normalcy. Some are willing to pay it over and over, others are not. Over the years, the Hopes have watched plenty of neighbors pack up and move to higher ground after a flood. But they have stayed.
Sometimes you just don't let things beat you, you know, and but, you know, this house is paid for. I'm fixing to retire.
And this is their home. Their daughter lives close by. Their roots are deep enough to keep them from being washed elsewhere by a flood. The Hopes didn't lose all their possessions because of Imelda. They've learned to keep things as high off the ground as they can, but others weren't as lucky. The smell of mud and mildew hung in the air around Patricia Burks's apartment on Saturday, sludge sucking against the shoes of people who had come to help clean up.
The only thing that didn't get wet is one bed and my hanging clothes.
Her apartment also flooded during Harvey. This time, the water was up to her waist when emergency responders picked her up in a boat. They took her to a Red Cross shelter in Liberty to wait out the storm. It was scary, she said.
I asked for a Bible, and they couldn't find a Bible, so I just sat there praying, hoping everything would be okay.
For her and for so many others in the region, everything being okay is a long ways off. In the meantime, Burke said she'll lean on her faith to get her through this most recent hardship and through the next storms that come her way. For the Texas Standard, I'm Michael Marks.